Well, you know her as the Second Lady of the United States, but Jill Biden plays many roles, mother, grandmother, and full-time teacher at a Virginia community college. Her latest effort is to bring attention to the sacrifices made by military families, and joining us live now is Dr. Jill Biden, author of a new children's book called Don't Forget, God Bless Our Troops. So glad to have you with us this afternoon, Doctor.
Thank you. Nice to be on.
Well, tell us, where did this book come from? What inspired you?
Well, I've traveled around this country, and of course the Bidens are a military family, but what I saw is that many families don't know someone, many Americans don't know someone in the military or know the military family experience. So I thought about that I wanted to educate Americans, and you know I'm a teacher, so I thought what better way than through a children's book where not only will the parents be educated about the military family experience, but the children will be informed about it as well. And then my hope was that families would be inspired to commit to an act of kindness and after reading the book say, you know what, I'd like to do something for a military family. So what I do is I offer hints in the back matter of the book so that parents can look there and kids can look there and they can see what they can do for other kids in their schools. Or parents or families, give them suggestions of how to get involved.
This is such a difficult sacrifice for the entire family when one or both parents or perhaps an older sibling is deployed. What can they do to make life easier for young children when this is going on?
Well, you know, I think if... what can the families do or what can other Americans do?
Both. What can other families do and what can neighbors and friends do to help out?
Well, one thing, like I said, I'm a teacher. And so one of the things I'd love to see is that other teachers find out the military kids in their classes and in their schools and celebrate those kids and maybe make bulletin boards or have a day where they celebrate their parents. Which is in the book, my own experience is that Adley's teacher put a picture of my son Beau's unit on the wall of the classroom so that every day when the children walked in, they would see Natalie's dad who was away at war. But if you're someone in a community and you want to help out, you could find out, you know, who are the guards members in your family, in your community, and offer to cut a lawn or take over a pizza or offer to do some gardening work. You know, it's just you have to go to your strength, do what you do best. You might want to organize your friends in your book club to send notes of encouragement to our military families or to the soldiers themselves overseas. So really, if you want to go to joiningforces.gov, you can see what other communities have done, and there's all kinds of suggestions in the book and in the back matter for everyone.
Well, tell us, has your husband read your book?
Of course he's read my book. He loves the book.
Now, your granddaughter, Natalie, was an inspiration for a lot of this. How does she feel about being a central figure in this?
You know, she is so proud of her dad and her dad being in the military. And it's so cute when Beau's still in the National Guard. He's a major. And on weekends, they put on their Army shirts and they say, Nana, you know, go put on your Army shirt, too. So I think that all military kids have a real sense of patriotism, a sense of pride in what their parents do. But, you know, our family went through one deployment. So many military families are going through this 3, 4, 5, 6 times. So it's hard. It's hard for military families.
Well, Dr. Jill Biden, author of the new children's book, Don't Forget, God Bless Our Troops. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us what you're doing.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.